This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Turn me loose. Out on the streets again. Something you never forget.
Free.
Little bit better than I used to be, because I'm alive. Time for humanity to awaken. My live wire. All right, who's up next here? We're going to go to Leanne, then Matthew and others. Leanne. One thing that confuses the listeners is the phone system we have does a psh noise right when you go to them, so they always think they're getting hung up on. I don't know why the Telos system does that. Every radio station I've worked in has had the same Telos system. And I'm not bashing them, but that's the problem with callers, is you've got to say their name, then hit the button, or then they hear a psh, that they don't know if they're there. Leanne in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'm calling because last week I was listening to you. I've been listening to you about a year now. And you've completely opened my eyes to so much. But last week I was listening to you and I misheard you. And now it's the term I use. You were talking about the Civil War that they're trying to start in our nation, that they're working on really hard. But I thought you said Snivel War. And ever since then, that's like my new term. It's the Snivel War because they're such crybabies.
Well, they are sniveling around. They are sniveling around and whining and bitching. And, you know, they want to run the country and tell us all how to live, but they don't want to do any work.
That's right. That's right. And if God be for us, who can be against us? That's
absolutely.
That's
what do you think about the Civil War, though? Can we stop it?
On our knees. Yes, we can. But yes, we can. Like I said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Every time they turn around, as long as we're praying, every time they turn around, it's just going to be, they're going to be frustrated.
Well, the pendulum is swinging back. The pendulum is swinging back in their own elite publications. They admit they're in big trouble. That is a fact. So everything else is a big confidence game. God bless you. You know, Hillary sure acted confident and had a little Madam President deal. Hillary Clinton's historic journey to the White House. Isn't that, oh, I mean, mainstream news says she got elected. Must be true. Look at that. There's Bill Clinton next to Webster Hubble's daughter, and he's back in the White House this time as the first man. It's just a role he really likes. Yeah. Yeah, Hillary won. Newsweek said so. Newsweek also said Alex Jones wants violence. You can read about how they, you know, it's just amazing. Struggling against the strangest candidate in American history, Hillary showed her expertise. Yeah, that's how she beat him. Oh, boy, I want to do a whole review of this. She's an amazing lady. Oh, boy, look at her there. She did it again. Oh, the human. Hillary, the human. She's so real. She's so good. Oh, boy. So steal all that. There she is with some black kids. She calls super predators, and she wants all their tax money to be stolen as well, put them all in prison, and of course. And she also stole the Haitian money. There's her girlfriend in Aberdeen, the Queen Makers. Yeah. Oh, they even did a little shot. Looks like little crowns on her head. Subliminal right there. And Hillary's inner circle. Some came for Bill, but left with Hillary. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, baby. That's sexy. A jihadi. Her mommy wants to cut your genitals off. She wears a hood over her head, so it's okay. For women. We're for women. We love jihadi women. Oh, we love the failure in Libya. We love the failed state. We came. We saw the women all got enslaved. They're selling women to slavery right now, but it's liberal. Oh, we can read all about it. Here, let's look some more. Oh, my gosh. How she... Oh, my gosh. In St. Louis, Donald Trump, who was later criticized for his strange habit of mirroring Clinton's movements, attempted to draw attention away from his mounting sexual misconduct scandal. Thought that was me, but it's not. By inventing women, he claimed were victims of Bill Clinton's. By inventing women, women that he settled sex cases with, he invented them. Look, Newsweek told you it was invented. Bill Clinton never did anything wrong. More calls coming up. Stay with me.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Paul Watson is hosting this hour. I'm going to take 3 calls and hand the baton over to my good friend, international patriot par excellence, Paul Watson. So patriotic, so anti-globalist, he's Americana, even though he's not from America. He's what Americana wishes it was. Seriously, though, 1776 was built in England, so that's how it all works. We always forget that. But getting serious here, why do they bring all these sniveling Brits over here, like Piers Morgan, like John Oliver, to then lecture down their noses at us about how we need to submit to them? And I want John Oliver to know, we had some of the biggest sales ever Sunday and Monday. So I know his show does have some viewers. But why are all the liberal news shows dying? Why are they then acting like Colbert, Oliver, and others are news when they're talking head actors reading off a teleprompter that in some cases hundreds of writers, usually it's about 20, are involved in? These aren't real people. Those aren't real applauses in the background on John Oliver's show. At least some of his shows, they admit it's laugh tracks. So it's a taped deal. Took him weeks to make it. He's attacking me. And it's those type of shows that joined in on the whole hysteria about Eric Trump's haircut a few weeks ago, that he trimmed it short on the back. because mullets have been out for a while. The most popular haircut in the world right now is kind of the fighter pilot military haircut. But again, Paul, I noticed you got one. You don't normally have that haircut. I think that's your best haircut. I told the folks cutting my hair multiple times, cut it shorter on the back. They won't do it. I don't want a mullet. Mullets are not in. I'm going to get my hair cut today. And I'm going to shave my head if I can't find somebody to trim the back. It's not because I'm like Hitler. That's the haircut that I like. I've had the haircut before. I don't know what it is. I can't get anyone to cut it, Paul. How did you get your Hitler haircut?
Shave number two back and sides and leave a bit of length on top. If you tell them to do that, they'll probably know what to do.
So I'm going
to
use shaver number two on the back. Use a bit of length, which I don't have much hair on the top anyways.
Keep a bit of length on top, yeah. That was the root, which is, you know, they got like 400,000 followers on Twitter. They're quite big. They literally wrote an article saying because Eric Trump got what is the most popular haircut right now for men in the Western world, that means he's literally Hitler. They actually wrote an article about it, which again goes back to the Trump derangement syndrome that you've been talking about throughout the show. John Oliver... Of course, it came out in the WikiLeaks that the Clintons really loved him. They tried to get him to their meetings. He wasn't available at the time. But again, as you said with the comedy shows, that's the only foothold that the left has on YouTube. I mean, they've always had being better at comedy. Now the right is starting to overtake them.
Wait, I just realized something. Our lead producer, Nico, has that haircut pretty often. Uh-oh. Nico may have some explaining to do.
90% of men aged 18 to 40 have it in the UK right now. So a lot of Nazis hanging around, Alex. A lot of Nazis.
What about the latest? They're not just saying Dunkirk is anti-black because there's no black people in it. It's a historical thing where the Nazis attacked the British troops who were white. But now they're saying there's no women in it, so it's celebrating the maleness. You wrote a story about that.
Yeah, that was an article out of Marie Claire basically whining about the fact that it celebrates men. Basically triggered. I mean, triggered is an overused term these days because the left
They're so anti-white, even though most of them are white. Seeing white guys triggers them.
Exactly. Again, it's part of this historical revisionism. Alex, the BBC had a cartoon series where it wasn't just Roman Britain, which I talked about, but other people actually went back and looked. It was the signing of the Magna Carta, the Norman invasion, and all these other ancient periods of British history. They've inserted, like, Chinese people and black people into the front of the queue of the people signing the Magna Carta. That's how deep this historical revisionism has become. And it's like, if there were black people there, I don't care. More power to them. But no, you deliberately inserted that for PC tokenism. This is bizarre. What the hell is going on? And now you see it with Dunkirk. We had the USA Today review. Not enough people of color and minorities. Now we got this Marie Claire writer whining about how it celebrates maleness. Well, maleness should be celebrated. What is it, 97% of combat deaths are men, 93% of workplace deaths are men. Men put their bodies on the line, and we're lectured all day about how pathetic and worthless we are by the dominant culture, by the left, by the media. That's why they get so triggered when a film like Dunkirk comes out, which, by the way, is not made to be a defense of men. It's basically just a straightforward action film, but it's become that ipso facto simply because these leftists became so triggered.
What they're triggered by is a historical film where some white people aren't all the villains. That's what there's a war against nonfiction because globalism is all about being delusional. And it's all about the high priest of globalism controlling reality. And if they don't sign off on something, it isn't supposed to air. But they're making themselves totally obsolete with all the race baiting. Where do you see this going?
Well, I mean, look at what happened yesterday with the taxpayer-funded Scottish National Portrait Gallery. They put out a performance art video where this black guy's spoken word kind of rapping about inbred spawn soon to die out, talking about white people, talking about the icons of Scottish history. And it's like, Dude, 0.1% of the population in Scotland right now is black, right? 0.1%. We're talking 300, 400, 500 years ago. Of course, all the historical icons of Scotland are going to be white. They're 99.99% white population. But
it's a seething anti-whiteness. It's a seething anti-whiteness being funded by the insane people that run Scotland to have some guy who fought to get to Scotland so he wouldn't be in an African hellhole bitching and complaining that everybody's shoving silver spoons in his mouth.
Alex, it's as stupid as getting outraged at South Africans, okay, 80% majority black country or more, for celebrating Nelson Mandela. That's the equivalent. But even more so, because the population's 99.9% white. Okay, that's demographics. That's called statistics and facts.
It'd be like if you had a documentary about narrative. It'd be like having a documentary about Nigeria and showing a white family.
Exactly. The BBC said a typical Roman family in Roman Britain was black, which is like going to Ethiopia and saying a blonde-haired, blue-eyed family is a typical Ethiopian family because a few white people live there. No, the Independent came out and said that Muslim women in hijabs are a good depiction of Victorian Britain because a mosque was built in London 12 years before Queen Victoria died. No, that's not typical. So they're not only warping history, they're warping words, and it's insidious.
It is. I want to take three calls and get out of here because I don't hear what you have to say without me interjecting. But it really has reached insane asylum perspectives now and only tends to be increasing as we now realize the left literally isn't the left. They are just Western-hating, prosperity-hating, insane people bringing in systems that are diametrically opposed to classical liberalism. So the people claiming they're liberal are the ones that are deconstructing classical liberalism. And it turns out they're really social engineers that know full well what they're doing at the top, but their minions are in make-believe, believing they're part of the social elite who are involved in social engineering, when in truth they're destroying themselves.
No, exactly, Alex. And I mean, I considered calling them the alt left, but when virtually the entire mainstream left now behaves like the alt left, there are no true liberals left on the left, apart from a smattering, then what do you call them? They demonize us as alt right, even though the true alt right hates us. The alt left is far more virulently extremist in every single case. You just got another teacher fired, a professor fired for encouraging people to shoot Trump. His own words. This guy's teaching your children. So where's the extremist?
Why don't we call ourselves the real left, even though that's in the cosmology, that's not even proper. Classical liberal like Thomas Jefferson. We are the real left. They're the fascist fake left. They're the radical Islam wedded group of just, we hate everything, that's successful scum. Why don't we call ourselves the real left? Because compared to what they are, we are the real left.
Well, exactly. We're the real classical liberals. But again, the main hate speech threat overwhelmingly is coming from the alt left. Yet what do we see with YouTube today, Alex? I'm going to make a video about this. YouTube came out today and said that they're going to patrol YouTube for, quote, controversial videos. And they're not going to censor them, Alex. Don't worry. They're just going to hide them so nobody can see them. Oh, and by the way, you can't thumbs up a video and you can't comment on it either. But they're not censoring it. Don't worry. And they're teaming up. They're teaming up with the ADL. This is a group that 2 weeks ago listed prominent conservatives alongside actual neo-Nazis and white supremacists. That's the impartial, neutral group that YouTube has teamed up with today to patrol hate speech on YouTube. So you say, okay, what's the bar for hate speech? Surely that must be a high bar, but given concerns about free speech. The ADL's bar for hate speech, Alex, is a cartoon frog. They literally said Pepe the Frog was hate speech. They're now patrolling YouTube monitor hate speech. Gee, what could possibly go wrong, Alex?
And Tom Brokaw says, I am a, quote, unalloyed, which means total bona fide racist with no proof. They say they want to censor us. But notice the Orwellian term, the way they say, we're not going to censor, we're just going to hide. We're not going to kill you, we're just going to lock you up in the Tower of London and no one will ever see you, so who knows if you're really alive. They've already been doing this, not letting our YouTube videos show up for our 2 million subscribers just on one channel. Not letting people like, but unlike, automatically unlike Trump's tweets. This is how they're already doing it desperately. That's why we have to stay on YouTube, stay on Facebook, and fight them even harder. Hand share videos, make videos about it when they censor. They want us just to give up, to accept the censorship, because then they're going to come for our sites themselves. They're already coming for our sponsors. They're already trying to shut us down. They're already trying to sue us. Folks, that's why you've got to support us now more than ever. You've got to spread the link to Infowars.com/show, where we pay to put our own video feeds. Very expensive each month. That's why your financial support is so critical, because they've all announced in the last month massive sustained censorship, fake community guideline strikes to shut down our main channel. We're going to make a huge deal about it when it happens. I'm talking to lawyers looking to finally have to sue for discrimination, racketeering, selective enforcement, and other things over the groups that do it. I'm not happy about it, but it's got to be done, because these organizations are sworn to trying to shut this country down. If they can shut us up, next is going to be the president who, again, first he only put negative stuff in his Twitter feed. Now they're not letting you share his tweets. This is to the president of the United States, who has the power under all sorts of, you know, federal powers, executive powers, to go after Twitter and Google for the monopolistic activities, for the anti-free speech, for the racketeering they're engaged in over our civil rights and our speech. Classical Chinese-style net censorship policies that we have to address. Don't worry, we're not going to ban your hate videos. We're just going to not let anybody see them, memory hole them, or share them, essentially deleting them. What a joke, Paul.
Oh, Alex, they literally delete subscribers off my channel every time I upload a video. And there are people even on the left. There's a guy called the Amazing Atheist, who's by no means an alt-right figure, but he's controversial. God forbid, he's got an authentic opinion about things. Every time he uploads a video, he loses like 1,000 subscribers, because they're shifting content. Anything that's deemed controversial, people get unsubscribed whenever that channel uploads a video.
Exactly. The right wing's doing it as well, because they don't like the atheists. They're using the bots to go complain. People should not do that. I don't go complain on John Oliver trying to get him shut down. It's insane. Have you noticed the one video, too, that has like 20-something million views? It got to like 3 million on YouTube. They backed it back to 1 million. They put a glitch in it to make the audio off, which is impossible unless you've done it at YouTube level, because the audio and video is laid together in the file. They glitched out the Bon Iver song because it was too powerful, and they realized it was making people love me. So they went and glitched it to sabotage it.
No, they've completely changed the algorithms, Alex, in the past few months, because they completely freaked out after the election, basically. The problem they've got is we're still growing so exponentially that their censorship remains kind of hidden, because we're still able to override it to a certain extent. But, I mean, for example, Salon.com wrote an article about me, a hit piece, back a couple of months ago. But got virtually no readers. Most of the comments on it were people agreeing with me. Got no readers. But now every time you type my name in InfoWars, because I type it into Google to try and find my own past articles, so whenever it's my name in InfoWars into a Google search, the top article every single time is this Salon.com.
Which they admit in WikiLeaks, Soros wanted this, force-feeding of their platforms. Which, again, yeah. No one wants to read, because the humans, like you said, we'll have an article with 5,000, 10,000 comments, 1 million reads. A Salon article we'll go look at, according to Google Analytics, may have 20,000 readers, but it's number one. Google violated its own algorithm and screwed up its own system to force feed this, and we even have the internal Google documents where they did it, Paul.
No, exactly. And it's kind of a badge of honor, though, to be so hated by Salon.com, a platform, a news outlet that literally gave a platform to a pedophile, and not one, but several occasions.
To drool over five-year-old girls.
Literally made a video drooling over how he masturbated over a five-year-old girl. Salon.com produced dreamy, sensual footage to illustrate that. Yeah, that's a badge of honor to be attacked by those kind of
people. Look at that guy. Just look at that guy. He doesn't have, God, he needs to cut that mullet.
Vice.com still gives him a platform, Alex. They haven't deleted their glowing articles about Todd Nickerson, this guy who's literally a self-admitted pedophile. Badge of honor to be attacked by those people.
Do they not understand that their attempt to, I mean, because simultaneously they're lying about me everywhere, they're lying about you, while trying to restrict what we actually say so that people only see the straw man. Do they not get that it made us rock star status? I mean, I get mobbed everywhere I go. I had the Native Hawaiians running up, buying me dinner everywhere. I had hundreds of people positive to every negative, and the few negatives would walk by and go, you don't have your kids anymore. Or they'd walk by and say, oh, I love, you know, John Oliver, like that's hurting me that he's attacking me. And one time the guy walked by and said, oh, while I'm at a table, while I'm walking back from bathroom to the table, oh, sorry, you know, where are your kids? And I looked at the guy and I laughed and I went and sat down and he looked at me and I was there with three of my four children. The baby stayed here in Austin with my wife. I took my kids from a previous wife, you know, to Hawaii, a working vacation, took some of the crew, but I mean, I'm with my kids, and they're laughing at me saying, you lost your kids. It's the craziest thing, Paul. They're like in a simulated reality or something.
No, they think they can still manage and dictate reality and create this impression that we're just so hated. Like you said, the vast majority of people who come up to you, it's all positive. Like, I've been out with Nigel Farage, and the vast majority of people absolutely love him. They say, you saved this country, I want to shake your hand. Then you get one person who's already like 20 feet down the street before they yell something with a lame protest. And you're like, what the hell was that? And they've already gone.
Exactly. You're about to go, screw you, Russian! And, yeah. And you'll start walking, and they'll run. Oh, no, I don't want to talk to you. We got it on video. I'm like, get on over here. You know, come on, talk to me like you're a person.
Get in their face with a camera, and they suddenly become a little bit shy, don't they? But again, the reactions are overwhelmingly positive. Yeah, we live in a polarized time. There's going to be some negative aspects to it. But again, they try to create this impression that we're so demonized and hated when they're literally giving platforms to pedophiles. They're the ones who are hated. Look at YouTube, Alex. The right, conservative, libertarians, whoever, you know, the real woke people, the red pill people, completely taken over YouTube. That's why they're now freaking out.
That's right. And every week, an Alex Jones video is number one, whether it's ours or somebody else. We have the most views of anybody John Oliver's ever had on. We have the most views Joe Rogan's ever had. And, of course, he's a good guy. We have the most views by like 20 to 1 that's super deluxe. Owned by Time Warner's ever had. They talk about me because for whatever reason they know it gets the ratings they crave, Paul. Same thing with you. Why is that?
Well, I mean, they're selfish fundamentally, so they need us to generate content because they're such dimwits. They've got nothing else. They can't actually research. They're not talented. Like, they don't spend 10 hours editing a YouTube video because they don't have the skills. They can just blather on a blog. But yeah, it's about embracing the meme. The left has always had the upper hand in terms of comedy, Alex, but now the right has become...
That's because they've controlled the combines. They've controlled the means of distribution. Now they're dying. Now left comedy is in total panic because they're the opposite of comics. They want to control all of the speech.
Because they can't meme. They haven't embraced the meme. They don't know how to be funny with memes, and that's what comedy is right now online. So that's why they're pathetic. I mean, they still got a lot of views on the late night comedy videos on YouTube, but apart from that, politically, YouTube has been completely taken over. I mean, it's almost embarrassing at this point. Twitter's a little bit different, but eventually it'll go the same way. Obviously, that's a very much smaller platform, so which is why you see the least censorship really on Twitter, although people have been banned for calling JK.
Well, it's more than that. They can have bots operating because it's less video. It's harder for bots to create fake content on YouTube, so they have a lot of problems. With Twitter, you've got a fake community, just like Facebook, where the left, admittedly, is controlled by fake bots they believe are people, and that's their peer pressure culture.
Yeah, which is now YouTube. They're not only teaming up with the ADL, and I'm going to get into this on the show later on, Alex. They've teamed up with this hate speech police, basically a thought policing group that works with the Swedish government, the same Swedish government that even put PewDiePie on a hate list and blocked him on Twitter. So these are the neutral, impartial arbiters of what constitutes hate speech on YouTube that they're now going to patrol, like Snopes on Facebook, Alex, allegedly embezzling all this money to pay for hawkers. Oh, but they're credible, they're neutral, and they can tell us what's an urban myth or not. Absolutely incredible. It's all collapsing, and they're panicking.
You're absolutely right. That is Paul Joseph Watson taking over right now. I apologize to Rick and Matthew. Both of you get a free T-shirt of your choice right now. Give us your name and number.
We're
Paul Watson coming up. Oh,
Empire.
Free shipping ends tomorrow, and we got big
Alex
deals.
Jones and the
Paul,
GCN,
please plug. We need to fund the operation. I've got to tell you that. I'm skipping breaks. I'm out of control.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It's fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before I get back into the news, you've seen once again we're under vicious attack. Not a day goes by without that. This time through John Oliver, who was triggered by the fact that we sell products. Oh my God, the horror, the shame. Maybe John Oliver would be happier if we just took money from Gulf state dictatorships that kill protesters like CNN. You're going to be happy if we do that, John Oliver, because that's what they did in the case of Bahrain. Literally produced propaganda puff pieces for the dictatorship of Bahrain, which kills protesters on the street for money. I guess that's credible. I guess that's honourable, is it, John Oliver? But no, we're bad for selling these products. As Alex said, because of his promotion, which we thank him very much for, we're selling more products, and we're going to do that right now. Last week of July specials, still available, massive discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Silver Bullet for 66% off retail at just $9.95. Super Female Vitalities, 57% off retail, $29.95. Strawberry Caveman, you can get that for $44.96, which is a 25% discount. Go and read the 5-star independent verified reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, how these products have benefited other people and why you should get them today to support this network as we are under continuous assault from the likes of John Oliver, which has ironically only helped us. So we've got massive discounts. That special will end. It's the last week. We've continued it, but it's going to end very shortly. You can get the Prostaguard at $19.95. That's a 33% off discount. Knockout, the Sleep Aid, $14.95. That's a whopping 50% off. Conservatism is the new counterculture. Mugs, high-quality coffee mugs, huge, chunky mugs, with the slogan that triggers every libtard on Twitter, conservatism is the new counterculture. They're available for 33% off either one. Also, DNA Force, you can get 20% off, and that's selling out fast. All these specials are available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can still get the free shipping store-wide on every single item at InfoWarsStore.com. Save a ton of money that way. We've also got the new True Whey Protein for 25% off retail. That's the introductory price at InfoWarsLife.com. It is the ultimate protein hack. You're going to need this as an addition to your diet anyway if you want to stay lean and relatively muscular, if you combine it with the sensible weight resistance program. And that is the new True Whey Protein, 25% off retail at InfoWarsLife.com. Please support us by getting the products today, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I mentioned while I was on with Alex, YouTube today has announced new censorship measures, and people say, oh, you're always bitching about YouTube and Twitter and Facebook censoring you. Yes, we have to bitch about it several times a month simply to stay one step ahead of it. If we said absolutely nothing, just rolled over and took it, then things would be very different today. We're using their platforms against them. We're going to continue to do that with no shame. But today, YouTube has announced an intensification of their censorship efforts. Of course, we had the adpocalypse a few months ago, where they started demonetizing non-family-friendly content, which, of course, included basically all controversial political content. Now I have this article out of Gizmodo. YouTube has a new naughty corner for controversial religious and supremacist videos. Today, YouTube clarified how it plans to handle videos that don't violate any of its policies. Oh, really? So you can conform with all their policies, but they're going to censor you anyway because they don't like what you're saying. Oh, but it's not censorship. They're just going to hide your videos and not allow anyone to like or comment on them, not allow anyone to recommend them. But it's not censorship. The news comes as a status report on the promises made by Google General Counsel Kent Walker in a June Financial Times op-ed, which announced YouTube was taking several steps to inhibit extremist videos. And of course, that is what it's always sold on. We're going to stop ISIS videos. Bunkum. Absolute crap. They always use this to censor political people. In fact, Jordan B. Peterson, who by no means is vulgar or profane, he's a Christian, just had his YouTube account temporarily suspended. He was locked out of it. No explanation whatsoever. That was probably another example of leftists mass flagging his channel. We have a similar situation on Facebook. This is what's happening. But now they're saying that the ADL, they're going to team up with the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, to patrol hate speech on YouTube. Which, you know, that might be comforting if you didn't know a damn thing about who the ADL is. So the bar for hate speech, given that this is a key, integral, fundamental free speech issue, that bar for hate speech has got to be pretty high, hasn't it? You've got to have an impartial, neutral organization that's going to not come at it from any kind of partisan political persuasion for this policy to work, and for it to apply to what it should apply to, which is basically ISIS propaganda videos and not much else. Okay, so what's the ADL's bar for what constitutes hate speech? It must be pretty high, right, for YouTube to team up with this neutral, impartial organization. What's the ADL's bar for hate speech? Oh, the ADL thinks a cartoon frog is hate speech. Yeah, that's their bar for hate speech. They literally think depictions of a cartoon frog are hate speech. So if that features in your YouTube video, well, you're going to be censored. Oh, but you're not going to be censored. We're just going to not let anyone watch your video. And that's not censoring you. That's literally what they say in this press release. Now, the ADL also, a couple of weeks ago, listed a bunch of prominent conservatives, people like Mike Cernovich, people like Lucian Wintrich, who is the grandson of a survivor of Nazi occupation, by the way. They put them on a hate list alongside actual neo-Nazis and white supremacists. And basically said, this is the enemy, a red flag to a bull, given that leftist, violent, unhinged extremists have acted out on propaganda from these kind of organizations before. Remember the Family Research Council shooting. So they're literally putting conservatives on a hate list with actual neo-Nazis and white supremacists. Oh, but this is the impartial, neutral organization that will be patrolling YouTube for hate speech. Again, this is the organization, the ADL, whose entire existence, whose millions in funding every single year, is wholly dependent on fanning hysteria about hate crime. So what kind of motivation do you think they've got teaming up with YouTube to patrol hate speech on that video platform? Well, of course they're going to identify anything that they don't like politically as hate speech. They already do on their own website. So they're going to do exactly the same on YouTube. It's similar to how Twitter teamed up, created this Trust and Safety Council, remember that one, a couple of years ago, to patrol abuse and harassment on Twitter. You actually looked at the members of this Trust and Safety Council. It was literally feminist groups who said that saying you suck and you're a liar is abuse and harassment. That's their definition of abuse and harassment. Anita Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn. Those are the kind of groups who Twitter teamed up with to patrol abuse and harassment. The people who think disagreeing with them is harassment. Now the same thing has happened with YouTube. They've teamed up with a group that literally thinks a cartoon frog, that literally thinks having conservative opinions is hate speech. Oh gee, what could possibly go wrong there? But it's the way they present it, like this is a trusted, credible group. Absolutely amazing. Similar to Salon.com. Of course, we had Facebook last year, where it was revealed that they were curating their trending topics list to downplay, to censor conservative topics of conversation, to boost artificially Black Lives Matter, even though organically it shouldn't have appeared at the top of their trending list. They had individuals working for Facebook go in and artificially put that at the top of the list to push their political agenda. And they always come out after and say, oh, we're completely non-partisan. BS. Every single time it's BS. Don't trust them. So now you've got Snopes.com. Of course, last year coming out, Facebook announced that they would team up with Snopes.com to fact-check fake news posted on Facebook. And in fact, they had an advisory that popped up alongside some Facebook posts which said, disputed by multiple independent fact-checkers. Before you share this content, you might want to know that the fact-checking sites Associated Press and Snopes.com disputed its accuracy. Because Snopes.com is really impartial and independent, isn't it? They don't literally make up quotes like they did when I wrote an article. I'll tell you about Snopes.com. Okay, so I wrote an article. This is how independent they are. This is how much credibility they have when it comes to fact-checking and debunking urban myths. So I wrote an article last year, 1 month before the election, based on the Podesta WikiLeaks emails, entitled Clinton Campaign Email Outlines Effort to Produce an Unaware and Compliant Citizenry. And that was a direct quote from a WikiLeaks email sent to John Podesta by former Clinton administration official Bill Hy-Vee on March 13, 2016. So he literally said, that is a quote, that they have an effort, this is the quote, to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. That was the quote. I wrote an article about it. It was a quote, direct quote from the article. Snopes.com took this article and said, no, this is fake news. This is an urban myth. He didn't say this because he didn't mean to say it. And they actually got in contact with this guy, and he gave them an alternative quote of what he meant to say in the original email to John Podesta. So they literally invented a new quote of what he meant to say to try and go back and change the record retroactively, this email in which he gave a direct quote saying they want to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. So the Snopes.com basically said, oh no, he didn't mean that, even though it's a direct quote. Here's a new quote that we've just made up out of thin air with the approval of this guy, and now you're debunked. That's literally what they did, making up quotes, and they say I'm debunked when I quoted the original email. Oh, and by the way, here's an article about out of the Daily Mail about Snopes.com, the independent, impartial, neutral fact-checking website. Fact-checking website Snopes on verge of collapse after founder is accused of fraud, lies, and putting prostitutes and his honeymoon on expenses. And it hasn't told its readers those facts. Fact-checking website Snopes is on the verge of financial collapse after its owner was accused of embezzling company funds to pay for his contentious divorce battle and lavish overseas trips with his new wife. He dumped his fat, frumpy previous wife, a former Las Vegas escort and porn actress. The company's financial woes have gone so bad that Snopes owner David Mickelson started a crowdfunding website pleading for donations this week, which raised over $500,000 from generous readers in its first day. I'm sure they didn't have any foundation backing for that either. But DailyMail.com can disclose significant facts which are entirely missing from the fact-checking website's version of events, including the fraud allegations against Mickelson. And then the article goes through it. So this is the credible, sober, impartial, neutral organization, literally run by far-left cranks who blow all the money on hawkers and holidays, but you can trust them. They don't have any partisan agenda, no. You can trust them. That's who Facebook's working with. Twitter is working with feminists who think that saying you suck, you're a liar is abuse and harassment. And YouTube has finally cracked down on the horror of people having alternative political opinions, because God forbid we would have diversity of thought, right? Like, that's not the very thing that made YouTube great in the first place, is it? No. We need to get the ADL in there, who literally think a cartoon frog is hate speech, to patrol hate speech. What could possibly go wrong? So, I mean, I'm about to hit 1 million subscribers on YouTube, probably already have at this point. I don't envisage my channel being around for that much longer if this is actually implemented by YouTube, by the ADL. Oh, and by the way, the other organizations that they're working with to patrol hate speech on YouTube, one of which is the Institute for Strategic Dialogue. Now, if you look that group up, it runs a far-right extremism program, managing a European Commission-funded initiative. That's the European Commission, the unelected executive body of the European Union, because they're neutral, they're non-partisan as well, aren't they? And they work with the Swedish government. The same Swedish government that literally puts people on hate lists, on block lists on Twitter, if they criticize Sweden's migrant policy. And they're non-partisan as well. You can trust those guys to patrol hate speech on YouTube. I mean, it's not like they literally put PewDiePie, the guy who makes videos about himself playing video games primarily, on that same hate speech list, is it? Oh yeah, they actually did. But they're neutral, they're sober, they're non-partisan. You can trust them to not censor content on YouTube, because remember, they're not censoring you. They're just hiding your videos, not allowing them to be recommended, not allowing anyone to comment on them, not allowing anyone to give them a thumbs up, but they're not censoring you. Okay? Job done. So I'm going to make a video about this, try and draw some attention to it, because Twitter, when they tried to pull this crap, and to some extent Facebook too, kind of backed away from it, when they felt the pressure. So we're going to put some pressure on YouTube and the ADL to try and reverse this. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Twitter is now banning people, or has been banning people over the past few days, for calling J.K. Rowling a liar. I tweeted one of them. Since then, there are several other people who have come out and said, you know, they provided the screenshots. They got a week suspension on Twitter for calling J.K. Rowling a liar. This is the state of free speech on the internet right now. Twitter hasn't even verified, given how many losers on Twitter with 200 followers are given verified accounts, which elevates their status in the Twitter echo chamber, they still haven't verified Julian Assange, probably one of those famous people in politics today, a person who is, you know, there are numerous people who claim to be him on Twitter. That's the primary reason for giving people verified accounts, is to stop imitations. But no, Julian Assange does not get a verified account because they don't like his politics because of the Podesta emails. We all know this, but it's the fact that every single time they deny that there's any kind of partisan bias, there is. We know there is. We see it on a continual basis, and we're going to fight back against it because we have to continually bitch about this to go out there on the battlefield of ideas and fight our corner. The solution is not to just make a new YouTube that's just an echo chamber for conservatives all the right. No, we need to be out there on the battlefield red-pilling the next generation, so we need to get on these platforms to do it. Like I said, we've done it to a great extent for people. That's why they're freaking out, that's why they're panicking, and that's why they're coming down with this new fist of authoritarianism and censorship. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live final segment. Don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support pack when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
segment of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Again, please support us by getting the products. Infowarsstore.com. We've got the True Whey Protein for 25% off. We have a continuation of those July specials with massive discounts on all your favorite products. Please check out the reviews. Please check out InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Again, John Oliver is upset at InfoWars for selling products. Maybe he would be happier if we just took money from dictatorships that kill protesters, that mow them down on the streets. Maybe that would make him happier. But we're not going to do that. We're going to continue selling these great products. If you've given outstanding independent certified reviews for on InfoWarsStore.com, massive discounts. Last week of July specials, InfoWarsLife.com, free shipping store-wide. Please take advantage of that today, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there's an article up on InfoWars.com, written by yours truly. Just over 1% of migrants arriving in Italy are Syrian refugees. Now, these figures are from Eurostat, the independent political body that feeds information to the EU, not some crazy right-wing outfit. New figures show that just 1.4% of migrants arriving in Italy are Syrian refugees, confirming the fact that the overwhelming majority of people flooding into Europe are economic migrants from countries not at war. Sounds very simple, doesn't it? You know that's true. The mainstream media will never talk about it. The delusion that they inflict on the population that these are genuine refugees fleeing war-torn countries has never ceased. There's never been any clarification. But these numbers, which again were provided by Eurostat, underscore how the true nature of the migrant crisis is being completely misrepresented by the press, left-wing groups and politicians. So they actually broke down the numbers and they found that 1.4% of asylum seekers who arrived in Italy for the first 5 months of this year were from Syria. That's just 845 Syrians applying for asylum out of 58,255 arrivals in Italy alone. So you say, okay, there must be a lot of refugees from Libya. That was a war-torn country, wasn't it, after we toppled Gaddafi and armed jihadists, Hillary Clinton cackling about it. Wonderful policy. So a lot of those refugees must be Libyan, right? No. 0.36% of the refugees are Libyan, despite the fact they're all coming from Libya. Why is that? Because all the economic migrants from other North African countries flood into Libya. They get on a dinghy, they get 8 miles off the coast of Libya, then they get picked up like a taxi service by these NGO EU ships. They get shipped into Italy, into Europe like a taxi service, even though they're not refugees. This is criminal. It has to stop. So over 20% of the asylum claims are from not Syrians, not Libyans, they're from Nigerians. Bangladeshis also accounted for over 9% of asylum claims, while Pakistanis accounted for 7.5%, and migrants from the Gambia accounted for 7.9% of asylum requests for migrants arriving in Italy. You'll notice a common thread between all those countries, which is that none of them are at war. These aren't refugees, these are economic migrants trying to flee to the welfare havens of Northern Europe, bringing with them a trail of terrorism and crime. How many sexual assaults do we need to see in Germany and Sweden at these music festivals for this insane taxi service to stop? Now, of the entire 248,000 asylum claims received by EU countries, 14% were Syrians. Bearing in mind a lot of them have fake passports so they can claim to be Syrians to get better treatment. Completely misrepresented by the media, the true nature of the migrant crisis. This is what's being inflicted on Europe. It has to stop. We have to pass laws. We have to get governments in power pass laws to stop that migrant taxi service. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Thanks for joining us. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then,